If the danger of the lover consists in his restricted point of view, that of the poet is his awareness of the abysses that divide one kind of perception from the others. Theodore Rutke.
My guest poet, Dr. H. Michael Simmons, currently serves as adult program specialist for the City of Bloomington Parks and Recreation Department, administering the Community Gardening Program and People's University of Bloomington. He has chaired the One Book, One Bloomington and Beyond Steering Committee since its creation 6 years ago. He is an avid organic gardener who loves to teach others the art of growing safe and healthy food, and is one of the co-creators of the Grow Organic Educator series. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander. One trusts the danger you spoke of, Michael, will not prevent one from writing. Let's hear what you've brought to read.
Gordon Beach Inn. In the moonlight, your body is a crescent on the bed. Circling you with my arms, we spoon, my blood responding to your tidal pull. Slowly, slowly, our heartbeats synchronize. Breath by breath, we come to breathe as one, lover and beloved transformed into a dream in the moonlight. Genesis. A spring of water rushing from the rock debouches and divides into two streams, each moiety obeying nature's laws upon its journey to a sea unseen. The one, a rocky stair descending fast, throws up a rainbow mist and disappears into a dingle, soon embosked and heard but faintly as it drops toward the plain. The other, a more winding way pursues, athwart the slope a meandering until, through gentle rills, it drops into a course below, and wandering continues on, uncertain seeming where and how to go. Immediate from birth, these waters wend down to the sea their independent ways, but in the flood find union and rejoice. Et in Arcadia. A mist as fine as gossamer bedewed descended gently on the quiet land, a shroud of silver draping all the leaves that glimmered in the opalescent dawn. Beneath the cloud-like hills, some waterfowl across the water gently rocking held soft converse with each other as the reeds began their daily gossip with the breeze. The water-coated leaves of lofty trees cast down their liquid burdens in a rain, baptizing all the herbs that grew beneath and pattering upon the ground around. Day did not break, but dim, cloud-filtered light infused the places where the darkness hid, as night, brushed by Aurora's glowing robes, gave grudging way to morning's rightful sway. As if conjured by the light's appearing, silently there came a doe in beauty bending to the water's fluent mirror, where her silver image floated, kissed it, and withdrew as swiftly as the ripples died. Birdsong filled the woods and glades, and echoed from the hollow snag staccato beatings of woodpecker drums. Alabaster light appeared to burn away remaining mist and sparkle on the dewy diamonds, jeweling still the lacy leaves of ferns. Full nectaries awaited coming bees and butterflies as flowers opened wide their petal doors. Above, high on a ridge, a fiery flower bloomed and followed fast some 40 more, while thunder rolled across the startled forest and the lake below. The cannon spoke and spoke again the word of man made living God through which all things created can be finally unmade, and darker than the night the chaos comes. Before the beauty of your body still I stand amazed and awed, deprived of speech, unable to describe by act of will those lips from which a kiss I would beseech. Incapable of all thought but desire, I vainly strive to pour into a line those lineaments woven out of fire which by their smile or frown my fate define. Your spirit's perfect portals have my art bereft of all its hope to testify, the beauty of your body's every part in verses that these truths can signify. In silence, then, I gaze and am content to bank those words I would on you have spent.
That was Dr. H. Michael Simmons reading his poems on The Poet's Weave. I'm Jenny Kander.